Blog Talk Radio. Excuse me. Do what you gotta do and go, please. Well, now, I am sorry for the interruption, but I want to read to you today from the book of Psalms. Well, not Psalms, but Proverbs. Excuse me, I have to find it because I don't want to say the wrong thing. Proverbs. Excuse me. I am still looking for Proverbs. Here they are. I am in Proverbs 6. I want to read to you the 6 things that our Father in heaven hates. Let's read from chapter 6, verse 16. These 6 things does the Lord hate. Yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Now, those are the six things that our Father hates. Let me read the verse after that. For it says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the laws of thy mother. So your mom plays an important role in your life. And if you did not know these things, you know them now. I have told you. I want you to go into the book of Proverbs and read it all. I have read them all to you once before. It's spelled in the Old Testament. It's spelled P-R-O-V-E-R-B-S. And you're looking for Proverbs chapter 6. And starting at 16 through 19. I have read you what those 16 that our Father in heaven hates. Now that you know them, stop doing those things if you're doing them. You should do what the Lord, what our Father in heaven wants you to do. And sometimes he will tell you what to do, just as he told me to feed his sheep. And I was scared for many years of talking to the people or getting up in front of the people. I am still that way, but I am much better than what it was when he first told me. When he first told me, I just couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I could hear someone speak to me. I just couldn't believe it. But I'm glad that he's here. I am so glad. So today, sheep, we are in chapter 33. But before I get into reading the chapters, I want to say a little prayer with you all, as well as tell you all who I am. Our Father, which art in heaven, thank you for being with me all my life, and I did not know. And I was too scared to do what you told me to do. And I was ashamed because I wasn't smart. Because other people are, I was just smart enough to get along. Thank you, Father, for your continuous loving, your continuation of loving me. I think back. I should not think back, but I think back. You allowed me to live when I got sick. And three of my white coworkers died that same year. You blessed me. I'm getting better. I thank you for it. I thank you, period. I do not thank Satan or the devil at all, who constantly bothers me. He wants me to drop down to their level. And I thank you for allowing me not to do that. When that woman called my home, I don't know her. Don't want to know her. I thank you, Father, for your continuous blessing of good weather here in Detroit, Michigan, and blessing us with sane, sound mind, good health, your sheep of good health, and prosperity. Yes, I do. And in Proverbs 13 and 22, it says, the wealth of the sinners are laid up for the chest. Father, I need some of that wealth. I need it right now. I thank you for giving me my health back. You are my blessing. And now I'm sharing you with all who will accept you and become a believer in you as I do. Father, thank you. continuation of keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, as well as chemical disasters away from us. I thank you for giving us prosperity. I know I've said that once before. I can't help but be redundant because that's what I want you to give to me this day. I say this quick prayer in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. Amen, amen. And let me just say, this is the Feed My Sheep Show. I'm your host, Sandra Harris. Happy Tuesday, everyone. A day in our Father, in the Lord. We're happy to be alive and come to you and tell you things that the Bible says that you may not have been told before. I read from the Bible out of the King James Version of the Bible. And I ask you, sheep, to read it for yourself, and those who are not sheep, read it for yourself. There is no other place that you can go and get the good advice that this Bible, King James, gives you. I was looking at a tape, I believe it was Monday, yeah, and it was saying about some other Bible. Well, I am going to stick with the King James Version. And, you know, you can say what you want. I'm going to say what I want. I want you to read the King James Version of the Bible because it has guided me, even though you were saying that another version is accurate, more accurate. I wouldn't hear you. I didn't listen to you. But sheep, be aware that some other folks, the way I see it, I will send my own self to hell. I will make decisions for myself. No one else can make the decisions for me to read that other Bible that I don't know and don't want to know. The one, the King James Version, is good enough for me. I have learned several things in the last 6 months just from reading the King James Version of the Bible. When I started reading Genesis, it has taught me so many things. Many things. You know, I realize it says that his firstborn was Israel. Well, and that begs the question to me. Who are the others? Are they the prophets? Or who? The firstborn. Well, I'm glad that I have started reading this Bible. And I would not have known that unless I heard it or I've read it for myself in Exodus 4 and 22. Also, I read the whole chapters of it, and I'm on my third time reading it. And that brings me into where I should start reading to you where I am going today. And Numbers chapter 33, and I will pick up at verse 4. In the meantime, get your Bibles and start while you're listening to me. Locate your Bibles, and then I want you to read along with me. And, of course, I normally tell your sheep to have your three P's ready and handy. And you say, what are they? The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down any scriptures or references that I may say today. Now, I know many of you may have your notebooks and tablets and other computer gadgets that I don't know how to operate and don't want to know. But I should want to know because things are changing. Things are changing. I remember I want you to go. I want you to go to Exodus in chapter 4 and verse 22, where you can read it for yourself that Israel is my firstborn. But that's what it says. And then I want you to go to Isaiah chapter 5 and verse 14, where it says that hell has enlarged herself. I want your sheep not to go to hell. Whatever you're doing that's against God and that you should not be doing and that you think is wrong, don't do it. Start reading the Bible and try to get yourself clean. I tell you that. After we finish reading this book of Numbers, we're going into Deuteronomy. And that's about six chapters away. Now, let's start in Numbers. In chapter 33, and let's pick up in verse 4. You know, this is where our Father is telling us about the southern border of the wilderness and the places that they have been told to go in order to get the promised land. So I will probably missay many words today because we're going into the land of, I don't know, the land of unknown or that I don't know how to translate those words, although I will try to tell you. I will try to say the word and then maybe spell it out for your hearing. Let's go into Numbers chapter 33 and pick up at verse 4. For the Egyptians buried all the firstborn which the Lord has smitten, and smitten means to kill among them upon their gods. Also, the Lord executed judgment. Verse 5. Then the children of Israel removed from Ramses and went and pitched in Sukkot. That's spelled S-U-C-C-O-T-H. And they departed from Sukkot and pitched in Ephraim, that's spelled E-T-H-A-M, which is in the edge of the wilderness. It seems like I got a little further than that idea. I think I should start. I have read the whole thing, but I left off at verse 32. I left off at verse 4 at another time. But I want you to move to Numbers 32, and then I'll pick up reading there. And they removed from Ben-Jacor. That's spelled B-E-N-E-J-A-A-K-A-K-A-N. Let me spell that again, see. BENE-JAAKAN in Kent at, oh Lord, HOR-HAGIDGAD. And I'll try to pronounce that word for you, but forgive me if I mispronounced it. Or Heg God, or Heg Dad, verse 33. And they went from or Heg Dad and pitched in Jotan, that's spelled J-O-T hyphen B-A-T-H-A-N, and removed from Jotan, let me spell it, J-O-T B-A-T H-A-H, verse 35. And then departed from Ebor, that's spelled E-B-R-O-N-A-H, and encamped at Zion Gable, that's E-Z-I-O-N, hyphen G-A-B-E-R. And they removed from Zion Haber and pitched means camped in the wilderness of Zin, spell Z-I-N, which is Kadesh, K-A-D-E-S-H. And they removed from Kadesh and camped in Mount Hor, spell M-O-U-N-T, then the word H-O-R, and I call it Hor, in the edge of the land of Edom. That's spelled E-D-O-M. And Aaron the priest went upon them into the Mount Hor. Let me read that again. And Aaron the priest went into Mount Hor at the commandment of the Lord and died there in the 40th year after the children of Israel were come out of the land of Egypt. In the first day of the first fifth month, verse 39, and Aaron was 120 years old when he died in Mount Hor. And King Arad, spelled A-R-A-D, the Canaanite, C-A-N-A-A-N-I-T-E, which dwelt in the south of the land of Canaan, C-A-N-A-A-N, heard of the coming of the children of Israel, and they departed from Mount Hor, that's spelled H-O-R, Hor, and pitched, that means camped, at Zalma, that's spelled Z-A-L-M-O-N-A-T-H. And they departed from Zalma and pitched in Puyon, that's spelled P-U-N-O-N. And they departed from Puyon, a P-U-N-O-N, and pitched, camped in Oboth, that's spelled O-B-O-T-H. And they departed from Oboth, that's spelled again O-B-O-T-H, and camped, it says, pitched in I-J-A dash A-B. A-R-I-M, Ajarim, in the border of Moab, That's spelled MOAB. And they departed from IIM. So that's, maybe that's another word from Jabram. And pitched in Dibon Gab. That's spelled Dibon-Gab. G-A-D. And they removed from Dibon Gab. Dibon-Gab. And encamped in Amon Blakeham. That's spelled Almon-Dabalathim. And they removed from Almon-Dabalathim. Again, it's spelled Almon-Dabalathim. And pitched, you know, they camp, the word pitches like the camp means camp, in the Mount Abram. That's spelled A-B-A-R-I-M before Nebo. Nebo is spelled N-E-E-O. Verse 48. And they departed from the mountains of Abram, A-B-A-R-I-M, and pitched, and pitched means camp, in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. And they pitched in Jordan from Beth Jesma, that's spelled B-E-T-H, hyphen, J-E-S-I-M-O-T-H, even unto Abel Shittim. Abel is spelled A-B-E-L hyphen S-H-I-T-T-I-M, in the plains of Moab. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their pitchers, and destroy all their molten images, and quick pluck down, that is to destroy it or diminish down all your high places. That means destroy down all of their high places. And you shall dispose the inhabitants of the land and dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it, and you shall drive the land, and you shall divide the land by lot for an inheritance among your families, and the more you shall give, the more inheritance, and the fewer you shall give, the less inheritance. So if you have a lot of people, you had more inheritance. If you had fewer people, you got less inheritance. And then you have to remember that three of the people stayed on the other side of Jordan. So in the back of your Bibles, there is a map. I want you to look at the map and see where those three people are on the other side of Jordan. on the other side of Canaan. They are over in Jordan. So some of our relatives are over in Jordan. Our land now is inhabited by the children of Satan. Read it for yourself. Go write it down. It's in Revelation chapter 2 and 9, as well as in Revelation chapter 3 and 9. That's why this book to me is like telling me things that I did not know. They didn't teach me some things. The things that I read now, they didn't teach me anywhere these things. Even when I was in Sunday school, they didn't teach me stuff like this. So remember, I tell you that the more people in your group receive the more inheritance, and the fewer people in their group receive less inheritance. Excuse me, if I had to belch. Every man's inheritance shall be in the place where his lot falleth. According to the tribes of your father, ye shall inherit it. But if you will not divide out the, let me read verse 55 again. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, then it shall come into pass those which you let remain of them shall be pricks. And what are pricks? Pricks are like sharp instruments or something that will cut your eye, hurt your eye. You know how when something get in your eye and you start rubbing? That's what pricks are. And our father is telling them that if they don't drive the people out of their land, they will become pricks in your eyes and thorns. You know, a thorn is something that irritates or irritant. It'll hurt you. It'll stick you. It'll puncture you. You don't like thorns in your side and shall vex. Here, the word vex, I take it to mean harass you in the land where you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I shall do unto you as I ought to do unto them. So it was important that they drive out all those people. The only reason why they have our land is because our foreparents were disobedient, like some of you are today. I have read to you last week the 10th Commandments. And you should, if you don't read them in Exodus chapter 20, then I want you to read them in Deuteronomy. It's in the Old Testament, spelled Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. Read it for yourself. You know, our Father does not want you to be ignorant. You know that. He says that his people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. That's in the book Old Testament book, Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6. Even though I've heard this preacher out of Pontiac, he says he will not go back into the Old Testament. Our father did give a couple of New Testament words or sayings, I understand why he's saying that. But I teach you all to know the whole entire Bible, that everything that's written in the King James Bible, even though I cannot pronounce all of the words, I will try to and spell them out to you. If you don't read the Old Testament, I think you should. You should. Hosea 6 says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Why? Because you have rejected knowledge. I will reject you, that you shall be no priest to me. And all of you are priests to him, seeing you have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. And of course, you don't want that. You don't want our Father to forget you. I have finished reading chapter 33 in its entirety. Now, I'm going to start reading in chapter 34 after I tell you this. I want you to read, write it down. Write down two, then spell out the word Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Then I want you to write down chapter 2, verse 15. If the Bible tells you to study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You can do that. I know you can do that. When I was in school, I met plenty of people who were smarter than me, who could talk better and everything. That's why I was so shocked when I heard the Lord tell me to feed his sheep in a dream. In fact, I saw him in a dream, and he said to feed his sheep. And I didn't want to do that, but I want to be obedient to him. He is the creator of the entire world, and me too, and everything in it. I wanted to do what he said, but I was scared. I was so scared. My Father had to give me strength to do what I do, and I enjoy it. I don't care if you laugh at me or talk about me. It does hurt. But I am being obedient to my Father. And the only way he said, feed his sheep. And the only way I can do that is to read to you what's in the Bible. I couldn't preach, you know. Like preachers get up and preach. I couldn't do that. It's important that when I go to a church and I listen to the preacher, whatever subject he talks about, I will know something about it. Now, let's start in Numbers 34, and I'll read as much of it to you as I can. Hopefully, you sheep have learned something from chapter 34. Our Father told Moses just the boundaries of what you should do in Canaan, or, you know, how to divide the land up, as well as what land you are to conquer before you get there. Now, let's go into chapter 34, where he is going to tell Abraham how to divide. Well, not Abraham, but Moses how to divide the land to the children of Israel. And three of them are over before were left in Jordan because they liked the land over there. So three of our relatives, you have to understand that those people over there, they are lying to you. In the United Nations, in the United States, help those people to move there. So Their constitution is lying to us. Many of you should not follow that. Remember, I told you that in Isaiah chapter 5, verse 14, hell has enlarged itself. If you follow the constitution, you should follow what's written in this Bible, as well as some of the laws that the United States has. You should follow, but some of them you should not, because they go against what's in the Bible. They have even passed a law that women can wear pants. Well, they are not to wear pants. I forget where I read it, but, you know, and I wear pants when I work in my garden. But we're not supposed to do that. Let's start reading in chapter 34. I'll probably read the first two sentences because I don't have much time left. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you as an inheritance, even the land of Canaan with the coast thereof. Then your south quarters shall be from the wilderness of Zin, that's spelled Z-I-N, among by the coast of Edom, that's spelled E-D-O-M, and the south border shall be the outermost coast of the salt sea eastward. So, remember, children, I am going to stop there. I'm going to stop at chapter 4, and I will pick it up next time. I want to say a quick prayer, then I want to say a couple of other things. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for protecting all of us, your sheep, and helping us to read the Bible and understand what is being said. I thank you for those who are listening today. I know that they didn't want to hear me make those misrepresent those words, but I spelled them out. I tried to pronunciate them. But I thank you, Father, for protecting us from the evil one, always, forever. Now, in the name of Yeshua, better known as Jesus, I say to you, thank you for listening to my program. I know that you could have been doing other things and doing something else. See, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play, and purchase this app, this record produced by my nephew. He plays the keys. He's a graduate of Columbia College of Chicago. He plays the keys on his album. So does his friend. I want you to purchase High and Lifted Up by Pastor Meyer Sr. And his son produced this song, my nephew. You can tell he plays well, and the other person, his friend, plays well. They're both graduates of Columbia College out of Chicago. And I am so proud of those young people because they have dedicated their works for the Lord. They're doing their works for the Lord. I thank God for that. I bless them both. I say bless them both. Listen, see, I will be back to speak to you all on Friday at 5 p.m. And that's when Sabbath starts. I want you to know that you should, if you don't believe that Sabbath is started in the evening, I want you to go to Genesis. I think it's in the second chapter of Genesis, where it tells you that another day starts in the evening. Trying to find it. Well, I'm looking in Genesis 1. It says in chapter 13, and the evening and the morning were the third day. So the evening starts the different day. Man has changed things around. That's what I want you to get in your mind, to see that the morning time is not what our Father gave us. He told us it starts in the evening. And they have changed it around. And when I say they, I mean Constantine, Pope Constantine. And you can read, you will not really understand this until you read the Bible, where he has changed. He changed the Sunday. He has made a lot of changes, and you should not respect him. You should always obey what the Lord has written in the Bible. Even though the guy was on this tape that I was listening to, yesterday, I think I had to stop listening, because he was telling us there's other things written in the Bible. He was saying something that I didn't quite agree with, and I should have listened, because you learn by listening, and you hear the whole thing out, then you believe or not believe. But I was saying he was getting me off course by saying that. It's my thought that I will send myself to him, not you, him, or anyone else. I will send myself to him if I don't be obedient. And I am trying my best to be obedient to my Father. With that said, I would say I had to belch, excuse me. I will say to you, I'll see you, or I will talk with you this Friday, and I want you to continue to read Numbers 34. I think there are only 36 chapters in Numbers, so after we finish reading chapter 34, then we will read 35 and 36. Then we go into the book of Deuteronomy, so that your sheep will learn what you should eat and should not eat to clean your body, your bodies out. I talk with you Friday at 5 p.m. if the Lord is willing. Bye for now.